Lila Nishmas of Kanimish Kamish Ben Rabbeinu Eli Melech, Babasar Perak Gimel Mishnah Aleph. So I'm going to first give a little intro with chazakas. A chazaka that we're going to be dealing with right now is a chazaka, which is like a raya, a proof that the property belongs to you. Proof meaning that a chazaka is your using the property for a specific amount of time that shows that the property is yours. Normally a person would have a shtar, but the chachamim understand that after 3 years, people don't keep their shtaras around. That's the main reason given. And that's why, if you're on a land for 3 years, and somebody tells you that the land is theirs, but you're saying, no, it's mine, and you have a chazaka, that gives a raya that the property is yours. Not in every situation, but that is what a chazaka does. Cheskas abatim, chazaka on houses, meaning a person staying in a house. V'haboros, v'ashichin v'amaros. These are all types of water receptacles, as we've seen in the past. Boros is just a pit, it's a circular pit. Shichin is a more narrow ditch that holds water, longer and narrow. Ma'aros is like a square with a cover on it. These are things that a person uses all year round. All these things. V'ashrei v'achos, dove coops, v'amerchatzos, bathhouses, u'beis abadin, u'beis ashlochin, beis abadin, olive presses, beis ashlochin is fields that need constant irrigation, v'avodim, and slaves, and not just slaves, but even animals, anything that goes by itself, that can walk by itself to somewhere else. V'choshu osa peres tadir, and anything that is constantly making fruits, cheskasin shalashonim yom liyom. The chazaka is 3 years, not from Rosh Hashanah, 3 years from the day that the guy starts occupying it. So if somebody comes along and says, hey, that property is mine and you stole it from me, and the other guy says, it's mine and I purchased from you and I'm here for 3 years, and we know that he's there, he's got Adam that he's there for 3 years, he wins. That's what a chazaka tells us. Now the chazaka is that he uses it, the derech that a person normally uses it for 3 years. So yes, it has to be 3 complete years, but he's allowed to go to his daily job and leave the property. It just means that the Rashba explains that he uses it the way that normal people use it. Stei habal cheskas shaloshanim. Stei habal is a field that gets its irrigation just from rainfall, not from people irrigating it. The chazaka on that is also 3 years. However, ve'ena miyom liyom. It's not from the day that you occupy it to the 3 years later from that day. So really, you don't need 3 full years. You just need 3 achilos, 3 times that you eat from the peiros that grow there. That's considered like it's 3 years. So if the machzik, the occupier, eats from that field 3 times without anybody protesting, he doesn't have to be careful with his shtar anymore. So Taisyantiv says it still has to be consecutive, because if it's not consecutive, if you have 1 period of time that the food comes out from the irrigation and you eat from it, and then the next time you don't eat from it, and then you don't occupy it, and you come back and then you do, that's not a chazaka. It has to be consistent. However, it doesn't have to be 3 full years. It can be a smaller amount of time, as we're going to see now. Rabbi Shmuel Omer, Shlosha Chadoshim Berishonu, V'Shlosha Ba'achronu, V'Shnei Masar Chodesh Be'emsa. 3 in the beginning, 3 at the end, and 12 in the middle. Harei Shmanasar Chodesh. It's 18 months. All you need is 3 months on the bookends. That's for, there's certain tefuah that grows for 3 months, like barley, lentils, and things like that. And then you would need, though, the full year in between, and then 3 months at the end. That's enough of a chazaka, because that's 3 separate achilos, and that's enough. Rabbi Kiva Omer, Chodesh Bishon, V'Chodesh Ba'achron, V'Shnei Masar Chodesh Be'emsa. Harei, Arba Asar Chodesh. Rabbi Kiva says you just need 1 month in the beginning, 1 month in the end, because according to Rabbi Kiva, there are certain things like vegetables and the such that only need a month to grow, but you do need that full year in the middle, but that's a total of 14 months. And that is a chazaka with these types of fields. Amar Rabbi Yishmael, B'medvam Amurim, B'stei Lovin. Rabbi Yishmael says this only applies by a stei lovin. Stei lovin is a field, normally different pshatim, a field that generally doesn't have trees. It's a grain field or vegetables, whatever, something that's open to the sun. The trees don't protect it, so it becomes white, or it becomes white when the grain starts getting ripe. So it only applies on these types of fields, stei lovin. And the point of a stei lovin, the Rav says, is because all of the produce from that field is gathered in one swoop. That's why you need 3 years, which we define as 3 eating periods. So it doesn't have to be a full 3 years, but you still need 3. Aval b'stei ilon, but in a stei ilon, a field of trees, kanes es tfuaso, that's when you gather the wine, masak es zesov, take in the olives to your house. Konas es ketzo, where you take in the figs that were drying. Hare elu shaloshanim. If you do 3 actions with these 3 different fruits, that's considered 3 years. Even if it was within the same year. each completion by gathering in the fruits, that's hishtamshus, that's using the item, that's showing an ownership, and that's a chazakah that you used it. And it doesn't have to be 3 years, it's three different sets of produce in a stay ilon, that's considered a chazakah. The Rav says the halacha is not like Rabbi Kiva or Rabbi Shmuel.